I've been to your town and nobody around. I've been to your city and your city.
Be Ohio Proud is an organization designed to help people from the Buckeye State express and share the pride that they feel for their home state. The Be Ohio Proud Facebook page starts off simply by stating, "My name's Danny, and Ohio is my home. I grew up here and built my community here. I love where I'm from." And speaking with me today about Be Ohio Proud is its founder, Danny Stahl. Hi, Danny.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining me.
Absolutely.
So Be Ohio Proud is a real grassroots organization based here in Cincinnati. And how did it all start?
That's a great question. So I actually had a friend who moved to Cincinnati, and he had started a company up in Michigan called Great Lakes Proud. And he was selling a lot of stickers up there, which were a way for people in that region to kind of display their pride. And when he was talking about it, the same sense of pride that he has for that region, I was like, man, I think that this can really work for Ohio. I love where I'm from. I know everybody around me feels the same way. And we don't have any simple way to display that pride currently. So I want to create it. I want to do it. I want to go for it. And so that's kind of how this whole thing hatched. And fast forward to where we are today. That was only, you know, 2-3 months ago. But it's going really well, and it's exciting.
So what is it that makes you proud of Ohio?
You know, I've obviously thought a lot about this, and this company in and of itself has really made me think even more about it. So what makes me very proud of Ohio is the people. I think that that's something that's very unique. I think that the communities that we have here, they're very genuine. We truly care about each other, and I love that. There's obviously a lot more that I love as well. I'm really big into the outdoors. So I love that within here in Cincinnati in particular, within the 275 loop, I can be in the middle of the woods. And that's not incredibly common, in, you know, throughout the U.S. So I'm thankful for that. I love it. I think that there's natural beauty all around us. So the people, the communities, the natural beauty, those are all probably on the top of my list of reasons why I am proud of where I'm from.
So the way it works, at least right now, is there are stickers available with various designs. Some are basically an outline of the state of Ohio, which I think is very clever because it comes with a simple dot. It's... and you put the outline, let's say, on your car window or wherever you want, and then you put that dot and you can mark your hometown or whatever. But who prints the stickers?
So we actually have a company. I have a prior relationship with a company that's actually out of town, and I'm very familiar with their work. So I use them currently. We haven't really found anybody locally to use quite yet, but, you know, we're definitely open. If somebody wants to reach out and show us their work and its quality work, absolutely, we'd love to talk to them.
And the stickers, are they your designs or?
Yes.
Okay. So
yes.
Are you a designer by trade?
You know, I dabble. Okay. It's one of those things where I just kind of, I get these ideas, I have these concepts, and I'm not a professional designer by any stretch of the imagination, but I love to just kind of tinker. And so this is what it kind of came out of the collective brain, if you will. You know, not just me talking to other people and showing them my initial concepts and then them being like, oh, why don't you do it this way? And we came up with, the outline is obvious. I mean, that's simple. But we also have another design that simply says home. And instead of an O, it's the state of Ohio. And for me, that one really hits to my heart, because it's like, when I think of Ohio, I think of, this is my home. This is where I'm from. And I think that a lot of people can relate to that.
I actually have that one on the back of my car right now. And one of the things that makes these stickers so easy to use in almost any environment is that they're clear in the background. There's no color, right? So they could pretty much be applied anywhere.
Any sort of flat, non-porous surface is where they work the best. And you're right. And what it does is it gives this this clean, simple look. It's not over the top. It's a clean, simple design.
And your website, BeOhioProud.com, on there you state that 15% of all the profits go straight back to organizations that you say do good work throughout
yes.
the state.
Yes.
What kind of organizations?
So right now, we actually, when we wrote the copy for that, we hadn't finalized any partnerships. But right now, we finalized the partnership with a nonprofit called The Green Umbrella. And as I mentioned before, I'm really big into the outdoors. I have this incredible passion for not only me getting outside, but getting other people outdoors. I think that it's very important for people to spend time on the trails, spend time outside, and just either by themselves, with their family, with their friends. I just think it's very important. So I kind of carried that passion over to who we're partnering with. And the Green Umbrella is actually a tri-state organization who is dedicated to not only making this region more green and sustainable, but also getting at-risk youth and educating others on where to go and how to get outside.
You also have these stickers available outside of places, just not only from your website, but there's certain stores and places around all of Ohio, I guess, where you could pick these up, like where?
Yeah, so I've been going door to door, trying to sell these, you know, wholesale to retailers as well, like you mentioned. And we right now are in 10 different stores around Cincinnati and the Dayton area, and 17 locations. So we're in up in Dayton, we're in all the Boston Stoker coffee shops. Down here, we're in Coffee Emporium, Park and Vine, Micah, Roads, Rivers and Trails in Milford, BioWheels in Madeira, Ted's Toys in Madeira. So yeah, we're in several stores around the region.
All of those locations not only have obviously a local tie, but almost like an environmental tie. Is that on purpose? Do you try to seek out people that have a like mind to you?
Yeah, you know, when we go into, you know, when I'm calling up store owners, or when we're walking into their stores, we're definitely looking for the type of shop who has a demographic that would understand and relate to our mission and what we're trying to do. So, in general, stores like Park and Vine, and then Lolly Beans in Marymount, which is organic baby supplies. That's a perfect fit for us, because the type of person who would go into there would see this, can relate to it, can relate to the mission, and that's how this thing works.
And another part of your website and your Facebook page includes displaying pictures that other people have posted, where they have your stickers displayed on something, and often these pictures are from someplace else. I think I remember seeing one from Phoenix, but it was someone with the home sticker.
Yes.
What's in your mind, off the top of your head, what's the most interesting or unusual picture that you've received so far?
Oh, that's a good question. So I'd say the coolest picture that we've been sent so far is somebody in Wyoming sent me a photo of them overlooking the mountains in that region, snow-capped, very, very rugged mountains. And he has the home sticker, but what he did is he actually cut the individual pieces and made it vertical on his ski helmet. But he's looking out over these mountains, holding his helmet in his right hand, and it's just this picture perfect. It kind of embodies, he's from Ohio, but he's transplanted over out to Wyoming, but he still has those roots. So I think that's probably the most interesting and most dramatic picture that we've received so far.
So the simple question that comes to my mind now is, so what's next for Be Ohio Proud?
Yeah, great question. Obviously, we're going to continue with the stickers. Again, it's a simple, simple, simple way for us to display our pride. Doesn't cost a lot. And we're going to expand into other regions. We're going to go up into Columbus, go up into Cleveland, hit up all those areas. But we also have some plans in the near future to be releasing Ohio-based t-shirts. So again, shirts that are creative in design, shirts that allow us as Ohioans to display our pride. We can put a preview up onto the site, but we took a poll on our Facebook fan page and asked people to use one word positive adjectives to describe Ohio. And we got, within a couple hours, we had, I don't know, 20 plus responses. So we've taken all those words and we've actually created a word cloud and made it so that it is the shape of Ohio. And so they're words from the community, and that community has created this design, and that's going to be probably one of our first releases. And we're going to do it on a monthly or bi-monthly release schedule, kind of make it this limited release, limited design sort of thing. So excited about that.
So for anyone out there listening to this program, if you have pride in your home state of Ohio, I encourage you to visit BeOhioProud.com and feel free to purchase any stickers or any other items that Danny has coming out in the near future. I've been speaking with Danny Stahl, founder of Be Ohio Proud. For links to Be Ohio Proud's website and for more information, visit WVXU.org/LX. For WVXU's local exposure, I'm Jim Nolan. Thanks.
Thanks, Jim.